بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على آذاهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا الناس شهداء لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكونوا رسول عليكم شهيدا. درود پڑھتے ہیں، اللهم صل على محمد. آگے ایک بار وہ رات پڑھتا ہوں: وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُوا رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمُوا مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ رَسُولُ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. درود پڑھتے ہیں: اللہم صلی علی محمد وآل محمد. I congratulate all the believers on the auspicious birth of our holy prophet. It's a great day and I congratulate everybody. And inshallah today we are going to do tafsir Quran for Surah Baqarah from verse 143 to inshallah 152. The verse I recited was 143. Now I'm going to recite the translation. Thus we made you a middle nation, so that you may be witness to people, and that the apostle may be witness to you. This is a part of the first part of the verse. Allah says, we made you the middle nation, so that you can be witness to people, and prophet be witness to you. So Allah made Muslim as a middle nation. Tafsir goes, why Muslims are called the middle nation? Because at the time of prophet, the polytheists were very physical, they are like material things. And Christians were very spiritual, too spiritual. So when Prophet brought Islam, it was in the between, that some physical and some spiritual together as a mixture. That you cannot go to extremes, you know, you cannot become total physical and materialistic, or you cannot just become totally spiritual and not pay attention to your body needs. Because Allah sent you not in spirit, but body and spirit both. So Islam wants to take care of your body and your spirit. Body is that you have to get married, this body need. Body need is you to eat and sleep. Like many people in other religion, they ignore their bodies, you know. So then they get deviated anyway, you know, like you've seen in a lot of churches that when they don't get married, then they do a lot of pervert stuff. We hear all these news because they lose the reality of the body. And same way is like if you become totally material like polytheist, then it's another extreme. So Allah made Muslim as a middle nation who takes care of their physical needs and spiritual needs. There's a one commentary on the middle nation. Another commentary on middle nation is that at the time of Prophet, the Qibla for the Christian was towards the birth of Jesus. They used to leave the west of it, so they had to face east. And Qibla for the Jews was Jerusalem. They used to live east of it, so they had to face west. So one Qibla was towards east, and one Qibla was towards west. When Muslim came, Holy Kaaba was in the middle. That's why also it was called the middle nation. Okay. Another commentary for the middle nation is that who are these middle nation actually? Actually, the middle nation is it the Muslim or is it some specific people in Muslim people world? The witness. These middle nation is witness to the people and Prophet is witness to them. Right? There are two witnesses. So what is the meaning of the witness? First, let's see what is the meaning of witnesses. Witness means models. They are like ideals, they are models. You have to copy them. So this middle nation is a model for the whole human being, that they have to copy them. And prophet is a model for all the for the people of middle nation. It's a model. So first of all, these witnesses are models, ideals. There's a more deep meaning of this witness too. These middle people are witness for the human being, for their exterior and interior both. How his exterior looks like and how our heart hides. They witness both things. Same way as a prophet, that when he witnessed outside and he witnessed inside what is going on in ourselves. Quran describes about Jesus Christ that he was a witness for the Christians. So he was a witness for their outside and for their inside both. So who are these middle nation people? In reality, this middle nation is Aimat Ahirin. Truth for them.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Fifth Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Truth for them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. That do you think that this witness of the middle nation is for the all Muslims? He said that you cannot trust a Muslim for the bunch of vegetables, for the witness. You think that he can witness for the whole human beings? They are not trustworthy. The only witness could be who is the purest one, who are the purified ones. So, Aimat Tahirin are the witness for the world, and Prophet is a witness for them. Now, this middle nation is the medium between Prophet and the people. So basically, Aimat Tahirin are the medium between us and Prophet. Now, in today's world, like Imam Azama, Durud Padna, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He is witness to us that deeds are being presented to us every Thursday. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is over on him as a chief prophet. And the deeds are also presented to him too. So deeds are presented to our Imam as a middle nation, and the deeds are presented to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. So Prophet is with us all the time, and our Imam is with us all the time because they are the witnesses. Durud padna. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And we did not appoint the Qibla you were following, but that we may ascertain those who follow the apostle from those who turn back on their heels. It was indeed a hard thing, except for those whom Allah has guided. And Allah would not let your prayers go waste. Indeed, Allah is the most kind and most and merciful to mankind. Now, this is a complicated verse. I'll teach you. First, the Qibla was Jerusalem, right? Then Allah changed from Jerusalem to Kaaba, right? So, for some people it was a hard decision. They were questioning that why Prophet changed the direction with Allah's orders. They were questioning, including Jewish people. Because Jewish people are putting the fire also. That why Muslims changed their mind, you know. So there was a lot of hardship on Muslims. So now Allah is answering their hardships. And Allah is saying, we did not appoint the Qibla you are following, but that we may ascertain those who follow the apostle from those who turn back on their heels. Allah tested people. Okay. We appointed old Qibla, now new Qibla, to see who follow the Prophet and who turn around with their heels. Allah is testing. That's why he changed. It was indeed a hard thing. Allah said, it was a hard thing to do. Except for those whom Allah has guided. It will be hard for people to change the direction, except for those Allah who has guided them. See, Allah tests and tries. And Allah would not let your prayers go waste. Allah would not let your deeds go waste. Because people ask that if you change the Qibla, what will happen to our previous prayers, which we had been doing? Allah is answering that. That Allah would not let your prayers go waste. Allah takes care of it. Indeed, Allah is most kind and merciful to mankind. He is most kind and merciful to mankind. See, Allah tests and tries with things, right? When our Imam comes, we'll be tested and tried, right? That's how things happen. Prophets come, we get tested. New Qibla comes, we get tested. Allah tries. So we should be always prepared to test it. It should not be hard on us. It should be easy on us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. قد نرى تقلبك وجهك في السماء فنولك قبلة ترزاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجهكم شطرا وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلموا أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعلمون. We suddenly see you turning your face about in the sky. Let me explain this beginning of the verse. For when Prophet was in Makkah for 13 years and when he go to Medina for a long time, maybe from 7 months to 17 months, he prayed towards Jerusalem, right? But he was tired of the taunts of Jewish people that even you don't have your Qibla. You follow our Qibla. We are better than you. And police used to come and tell him that why do you follow Jewish Qibla? Your forefather were in Kaaba. Why don't you follow Kaaba, right? So he was teased by everybody. So one night he went to outside and looked at the sky and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, please give us our right Qibla, new Qibla. So Allah saying, what Allah saying? We certainly see you turning your face about in the sky. See how Allah talked back? See Allah, he talked back. We certainly see you turning your face about in the sky. We will surely turn you to Qibla of your liking. Allah said, we will surely turn you which Qibla you like. So turn your face toward the holy mask. Turn your face toward the holy mask. And wherever you may be, turn your face towards it. Indeed, those who were given the book surely know that it is a truth from their Lord. And Allah is not oblivious of what they do. So, when this verse came, at the time, Rasul Akram was doing Zohar prayer in Masjid Banu Salim. And he already did two rakat salat. And in the third rakat, Jibril comes. And Jibril holds his arm and turns him from Baitul Muqaddas towards Masjid al-Haram. So Allah, the verse came like this. Now you enjoy this verse better. Let me read one more time. Because that was Prophet's desire to go to face towards Masjid al-Haram. That's what Allah is saying. That we'll make you turn which you liked. Because that was Prophet's prayer. Allah says, certainly we'll turn you what you loved in your heart. And that's what Allah is talking. See, Allah takes care of the heart. We will surely turn you to Qibla of your liking. So turn your face towards the holy mask. And wherever you may be, turn your face towards it. Indeed, those who were given the book surely know that it's the truth from their Lord. Now why is he saying that indeed the one who were given book surely know this is the truth from the Lord? Why? Because in their books it was written that when the last prophet will come, he will pray towards two Qibla. So they knew it. Okay, this prophet will change Qibla. That's why Allah says in the Quran, those who were given books, they know that this is the truth. Which happened, the new Qibla came because it was in the scriptures. That this last prophet will pray in two different directions. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wala in atata alladhina utul kitaba bi kulli ayati ma tabi'u qiblataka wa ma anta bi ta'abin qiblatuhu. وَمَا بَعْدَهُمْ بِتَعَبٍ قِبْلَةِ بَعْضٍ وَلِنْتَبَعْ أَهْوَاهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاكَ مِنْ عِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذَلَّ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Even if you bring those who were given the book, every kind of sign, they will not follow your Qibla. Allah says, don't argue with them too much. Whatever sign you bring, they will not follow your Qibla. They are defiant. Nor shall you follow their Qibla? Either you will follow their Qibla. Nor any of them follow the Qibla of other. Nobody will follow anybody else's Qibla, Allah says. They are all tough on their situation. Zid, you know, haughty. And if you follow their desires, after the knowledge has come to you, you will indeed be one of the wrongdoers. Allah says that, now my sign has come, you should follow the new Qibla. But he warned Muslims, including Prophet, that after the knowledge came to you, and if you follow their desire and you don't follow the new Qibla, you will be the wrongdoers. Because I am insisting to change the direction of Qibla. In this warning, Prophet is also included. Why? Because Prophet, Allah shows that he is Abd. He is a Banda, Abd. And he is including in all the orders, like he has to do Salat like Muslims, he has to do Hajj like Muslims, he has to do Jihad like Muslims. So Allah includes him in Abd. It shows that Prophet had capacity to sin. He was not an angel. But because of Prophet's perfection in knowledge and in the faith, he never committed a sin, even if he didn't think about it. Because of his perfection. But Allah shows that he is Abd, that he has capacity to do, but he doesn't prefer to do it. That's why you have to try to copy your Prophet to get so much knowledge that we don't sin either. That's why Allah says, follow your Prophet. Follow your Prophet in knowledge. Follow your Prophet, not to sin, truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Alladheena aatahum al-kitaabu ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abnaahum wa inna fariqan minhum la yaktumuna al-haq wa hum ya'lamun. And those we are given the book recognize him just as they recognize their sons. But a part of them indeed conceal the truth while they know. See how Allah says that I describe this Prophet in their book so much before that they know this Prophet like their own sons. Because his description, physical and spiritual description, was so much in detail that when our Prophet came, they said that we know him like our sons. But Allah says, "Inna fariqum minhum la yaktumul haqqa wa hum ya'lamun," that the party of them hides the reality. Because of the jealousy. Because of their worldly gains. They don't want to accept Prophet. If they would accept Prophet, then they have to close their church downs, right? And synagogue downs. That was their business, right? So that's what happens. Truth. Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Al-haqqu min rabbika fala takuna min al-mumtareen. This is the truth from your Lord. So do not be among the skeptics. What truth he's talking about? The changing the Qibla. So Allah says, this is the Al-haqqu min rabbika fala takuna min al-mumtareen. This is the truth from Allah, your Lord. So don't be the one who is doubting about it.
وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَتِّبِكُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Everyone has a direction to which he turns for worship. So take the lead in good works. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you all together. Indeed, Allah has power over all things. Now what Allah is teaching? That every region has a Qibla. Jews have a Qibla, Christians have a Qibla, even Mushrik have a Qibla. You go to different places, they have place of direction of their worship. And Muslims have a Qibla. Allah says everybody has a Qibla. So Allah is saying, do not argue about this so much. About Qibla, everybody has Qibla. What you have to pay attention is to rush to do good deeds. This is more important. Rush to do good deeds. Wherever you will be, Allah will bring you all together. This means on judgment day. So just don't argue too much, just do good deeds, because wherever you are, Allah will bring you together on the judgment day for the checking of our good deeds. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over all things. Now, there's a deep meaning about it too. Ainama takunu yatibikulla jamina, wherever you be, Allah will bring you all together, has a deeper meaning about the zahur of our Imam. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When Imam will come, 313 will go overnight. Wherever they will be in the world, they will be gathered near Kaaba. They will fly on the clouds. That's the verse. Wherever Allah will bring them, 313, like this. This is the verse. This is the power of Almighty God, Allah. We pray to Allah that Allah include us among them in 313, that we will be there, inshallah. This is dua, turut. Allahumma safi ala Muhammad.
وَمِنْ حَيْسُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Wherever you may go out, turn your face towards the holy mass. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord, and Allah is not oblivious of what you do. Allah is insisting. Wherever you are, turn your face towards holy mass. And Allah is not oblivious about what you do. وَحَيْسُ خَرَجْتُ فَوَلِّي وَجَهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْسُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةً إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And wherever you may go out, turn your face towards the holy mask. And wherever you may be, turn your face towards it. So that people may have no argument against you. Neither those of them who are wrongdoers. So do not fear them, but fear me, that I may complete my blessings on you, so that you may be guided. Now I'll go slow on this. Allah is again saying, wherever you are, face Masjid al-Haram. And wherever you are, face it. And the one who are wrongdoers, if they argue and blame you, let them blame on you about this new Qibla, Allah saying. Let them blame on you. Don't worry about that. Don't fear them, but fear me. Don't fear them, but fear me. So I can complete my blessings on you. This new Qibla is a blessing on you. Wali utimma ni'mati alaykum means I may complete my ni'mat on you. Blessings on you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحَتَدُونَ, so that you can be guided. So this new Qibla is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing and guidance. Can you imagine that all Muslims, they face towards Qibla and pray towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What a great blessing it is. Socially and psychologically, it has a great effect on Muslims to have one Qibla. The whole world sees Muslim with envy. When all Muslims, they go around Kaaba during Hajj, and they all pray towards Kaaba. Not only there, but all over the world, when we face towards Kaaba, they really get envious. That what a great religion Allah gave it to them, that they have one Qibla where they pray. So Allah says that I complete my blessing by giving this great Qibla. To have a unity feeling, equality feeling, being ab. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسول منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزككم ويعلم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. As we send to you an apostle from among yourself who recites to you our signs and purify you and teaches you the book and wisdom and teaches you what you did not know. Allah says, I send you prophet from you who recites verses to you, purifies you, gives you wisdom and teach you what he didn't know before. See, first Allah blessed with the Qibla. Now Allah says, I bless a prophet to you too, who came from you, from your community, who recites my verses, purify your heart, then gives you wisdom and teach you which you did not know before. Muslim, before prophet came, they did not know the Sharia. They did not know haram and halal. They did not know about Barzakh. They did not know about Qiyamah. They did not know Judgment Day. They didn't know about Jannat and Dozakh. Allah taught through Prophet. This is a blessing. See how much Allah blessed it. Give us a Qibla. Give us a prayer direction. Give us a Prophet who taught us and purify us. And to complete the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then last verse comes, فَاسْكُرُونِ أَسْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفَرُونَ. Remember me and I'll remember you. And thank me and do not be ungrateful to me. Allah gave all these blessings. Giving the Qibla, giving the Prophet, purifying our heart, giving the knowledge. And after that he said, you remember me and I'll remember you. Thank me and don't be ungrateful. This is the peak of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are some Hadith, Durood Padhne. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This is the last part of Hadith al-Qudsi.